How many of you kids eat cereal in the morning for breakfast? Look at that. Fantastic, all right? Now, you know, you see that box of cereal, you know, every morning when you sit down at breakfast, and here's the box of Count Chocula, right? Fruit Loops. Wheaties. Have you ever looked at the back of the box? Right, and you see, always on the back of the box, it says, send for this plastic airplane, right? Or send for this little plastic dirigible, or Zeppelin. Well, did any of you kids ever send in the back or the top of a cereal box?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It can change your whole life, kids. I'll tell you why. 15 years from now, you're going to be sitting someplace and you're going to remember the time you sat in the top of the Count Chocula box. And you'll wonder why you did it. I was a kid, see. I was about 10. How many of you are 10 in this crowd? That's a great age, right? You're very nervous when you're 10, right? You're not a little kid yet. No more are you a little kid. And you're not a big kid yet. You're sort of in between. And every day, me and Schwartz, who was my friend, I had this friend named Schwartz. He was 3 feet 2 inches tall. Weighed 240 pounds. Schwartz looked like a bowling ball with feet. Yeah, you know, and he had thick glasses. Little old Schwartz looked like a grapefruit wearing lenses, you know. And I had this friend named Flick. Now, Flick was 6'9". He weighed 37 pounds. I mean, Flick looked like a pole vaulting pole ready to jump. And so every day, me and Schwartz and Flick would come home from school. And we'd walk down the alleys. Remember, I lived in Chicago. Now, how many of you kids ever been to Chicago? That's some town, isn't it? Listen, I lived in a neighborhood that was so tough that it took guts, it took courage just to be a kid. Just to be a kid there. And so every night, me and Schwartz and Flick would come home from the Warren G. Harding School. Isn't that a great name for a school? Named after the worst president in the history of America. We didn't know what it was. It was just the Warren G. Harding School, you know. And we'd come home every night. And we'd get home about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'd go into the house. And we had this radio that was up on top of the refrigerator. My mother was always listening to it. Radio's going. And by the way, my mother had her hair up in curlers. How many of you see your mother with your... And she, it always looked like she had aluminum rheostats in her hair, right? Every time she'd shake her head, you'd hear them rattle for a block. You know? And she was always hanging over the sink. That's your mother, too? And she had a Brillo pad in her hand all the time, see? And every 5 minutes or so, our sink would go... And up would come the coffee grounds. And the coffee grounds, by the way, were coming from next door. Mrs. Bruner, who lived next door. And so we used to exchange garbage and stuff like that through the sink. Potato peelings would come up. My mother's hair curlers would rattle. But every night, now listen to this, every night on the radio, there was a radio program that came on that was about this kid. It was about a girl named Little Orphan Annie. Did you ever hear of her? Well, that's right, in the comics, and they had a radio show about her. And every night, at the end of the program, this radio announcer would come on and he would say, "Fellas and gals, Little Orphan Annie is brought to you by Ovaltine." I didn't know what Ovaltine was. I lived in a non-Ovaltine drinking neighborhood. And he would say, if you send in the box top from a box of Ovaltine, you will become a member of the Little Orphan Annie Secret Society. And you'll get a secret decoder pin. And now, fellas and gals, here is tonight's secret message. 7, 22, 19, 8. It was very exciting. But I had no pin. I didn't know what they were saying. But one night, I'm coming home from school and with Schwartz, and I found an empty Ovaltine can in the alley. Yeah. I sent in the box top to Little Orphan Annie, and 2 weeks later, I got my membership card and a secret decoder pin. And that night, I sat next to the radio. For the first time, I was going to get the secret message. And the announcer came on and said, fellas and gals, here is the word, the message, from Little Orphan Annie herself. And now here is tonight's message. 7, 22, 19, 8. And I'm writing it down. I'm sitting there writing, see? And then he finished, went off the air. I had the secret message. Well, now it was secret, remember? I couldn't tell my kid brother, Randy. Secret. I'm a member. And so I go in the only room in the house where a boy of 10 can decode a message in secret. We've all been in that room, haven't we? Every time I would close the door, instantly my brother would holler, I gotta go! Oh, he bugged me. He was 7 years old and his nose would always run onto his tennis shoes. So that night, I go into that room and I start decoding. 7, 22. That says B, E, 19, 8, S, U, 12, R, E, D, R, I, N. Be sure to drink Ovaltine. A crummy commercial. Oh, let's hear it. Orphan Annie's message.
Oh, and that's a great message you gave everybody. You know, I'm the greatest. I was that kid. I know, because I still collect, and I understand that you have a few premiums at home. I've got a case,
yes.
And they're the proudest things.
Well,
that
Bob,
I've had.
Let me tell you, I have a membership card that says that I am a member in the Little Orphan Annie Secret Society for life.
Oh.
And I carried my wallet next to my American Express card.
My favorite was the Lone Ranger ring in which the atomic bomb was breaking up and you could watch
Listen,
the whole
did
thing
you
that
have,
was in later life.
Did you have a Tom Mix Lucky Horseshoe ring?
Of course. I had the spinner as well.
Mine turned green and my finger is still green.
You're going to be back for another story, all right?
Okay, kid, you want to hear more later?
We all do. Don't go away. Gene, stick around. We'll be back with more.
All right, Jack.
Oh, wow, we have a good group today. Some other exciting things coming up on Wonderama 2, including a gentleman named Gene Shepherd, who's probably the greatest storyteller in the whole world.